satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you, too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people respecting an assembly and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well done. And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Vladimir Zvegin, and he's a Russian national. He's worked over in Russia for many, many years with radio there, and now he's come to America as an American citizen. He has a several number of degrees, but really he's a fascinating expert on what's really going on in Russia today. And I think that the average American needs to understand that Russia is not our friend. Not that the Russian people are bad people, they're wonderful people, and they would simply like to be free. But unfortunately, and I believe at least in large part because of the machinations of our own State Department, why, of course, the people are not free. We're living under an increasingly totalitarian government. And I think Vladimir really can give us a lot of information you're not going to get elsewhere about Putin, about the man who now is a titular head of Russia, and yet he's only a figurehead. Putin and the KGB run Russia. So with that as a background, Vladimir, thank you very much for being with us again on Radio Liberty.
A pleasure, Stan. Thank you very much for inviting me. What you said is absolutely essential for understanding the process underway in Russia today. And it's imperative that more and more Americans should be exposed to the truth and to the actual process that's underway, not only in the Kremlin, but across Russia today.
Well, why don't you sort of give us just a little overview of what's going on in Russia. As I mentioned on a previous program, I interviewed the people, or at least the remaining living author there of the book, Blowing Up Russia. He was a gentleman, and I think you're well acquainted with him, Russian national, had come to America, teaches at a university. But he had commented to me on several occasions during our interviews that if you got outside, 30 minutes outside of St. Petersburg or Moscow today, you found yourself back in the 18th century. In other words, things were extremely primitive. It was only in the major cities that there had been advances. And what's your thought on that, and why is that? Why hasn't all of Russia developed?
Well, your term major cities should probably be confined to Moscow, St. Petersburg, maybe Nizhny Novgorod, and maybe a couple of large cities in Siberia. That said, most of Russia today, something like 80% of the population, lives below poverty level, and something like 7 or 8% are becoming really, really, really rich. I came across this statistic a couple of days ago. In 1998, that's 10 years ago, Russia had zero, and I stress it, zero people who were worth more than $1 billion. Today, it's 110. So in a matter of 10 years, a country such as Russia, even as big as Russia, has gained 110 people. And while here in New York City, I'm talking to you from New York City. I live here. I've been living here for the last 22 years. In New York City, we have 74 people who are billionaires. In Moscow, it's 71. So how can you possibly talk about a normal, quote-unquote, political or economic culture in a country where the gap between the haves and have-not is absolutely mind-boggling?
Well, how did these people accumulate this massive amount of money, and how many of these people were formerly affiliated with either the Communist Party or with the KGB?
Both.
These billionaires.
Both. Most of them were very close to the political institutions, primarily the Central Committee, the Politburo of the Communist Party. Most importantly, something like 6,000, they say, no one really can count that, but something like 6,000 people in high decision-making positions all across the country, from major and medium-level corporations to governorships to many other positions, are the former KGB officials or military, high-ranking military officials, and they all owe their newly gained wealth and power to Vladimir Putin, who ruled the country for the last 8 years, and even now, when he's an appointed prime minister, he still runs the country. A couple of days ago, Russia ran a survey across the nation of who people thought was the most important person in the country today. And something like 70%, 71% to be exact, said that Putin is number one still, although he is only prime minister, and Dmitry Medvedev, the new president, is very, very, very far behind. So Vladimir Putin is still running the country, and he has given his friends and pals and a very close circle of friends, mostly, predominantly coming as he does from St. Petersburg. So we have a corrupted circle, power circle at the top that is running the country, and all the state corporations, all the even private corporations in oil, primarily in oil and natural gas and railroads and everything, they're all run by people who are very close to Putin and who owe their allegiance to him because he appointed them.
And, of course, I think it's so important for our listeners out there to know that Putin, you know, was formerly head of the FSB. But really, that is the KGB. Nothing has changed. They just changed the name. And there's Andropov, who became the dictator of Russia, came from the KGB. And Gorbachev, who came from the KGB, became the ruler of Russia. So today it's Putin, all coming from the same little clique of great men of great power, of course, working within the shadows. Well, you know, there's one of the stories, of course, the story of the book Blowing Up Russia was basically that Putin had engineered the blowing up of, I think it was three apartment buildings in Moscow, killing a lot of Russians, so that he could blame that on the Chechnyans so we could have a war in Chechnya. Is there any possibility that that is really true, that he could be that crass and indifferent to human death and suffering and actually kill Russians to justify a war that nobody really wanted?
Stan, I think it's plausible. I cannot say with any degree of certainty that this was the fact, that this is really what happened. But according to experts, and I say experts, the people who I trust, one of them is...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Vladimir talking about what's really going on in Russia. The story you're not going to catch in Time Magazine.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
And an emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Vladimir, and we were just simply talking about the episode that occurred some years ago in Moscow, where they blew up three apartment houses, and a number of Russians, I think about 300 of them, were killed, and immediately they blamed the Chechen rebels, and that somehow justified the brutal attack, genocidal attack on Chechnya. So pick up the story there. You were saying that some people you respect believe this
really
happened.
And trust, and I think that again, I think it's not a fact, but if circumstantial evidence is there, and many people point to the fact that it's not circumstantial, it's a direct evidence, you have to trust it. I have a couple of people I know personally. One of them is Yuri Filchtinsky, co-author of the book KGB Blows Up Russia. Another is an expert who is here in New York City. He has been living here and exploring and investigating many things related to Russian economy or Russian secret services. They wrote a book, and this book, as I said, exposes what was going on behind the terrorist act. You see, if Chechens did not exist, they should have been invented, because it's very convenient to say, well, it's the Chechens, it's the war in the Caucasus, it's the war in Chechnya, it's them against us, so we have to protect this. And under this pretext, liberties and freedoms in the country have been curtailed, some of them were eliminated, Russian media has been tightly controlled by Putin and his cronies. And the problem is that even if you want to know something, you can go on the Internet, but the Internet is being controlled slowly, but steadfastly more and more by Putin and his services. You see, in Russia of today, as we know it, a lot of things are not really in the forefront. They have to be able to read between the lines. I call my friends and acquaintances in Moscow and some other cities across the former Soviet Union, and I hear the same refrain we heard under Gorbachev or under Brezhnev, under Khrushchev. Well, let us not talk about this on the phone. This means that some people are listening in.
People are listening in, and they, there too.
Yes. So it's really scary. It's really scary, and it looks like Russia is back in the USSR. And that's another domestic issue, because Russia is becoming increasingly aggressive in its foreign policy. You see what is happening. Russia has become very ethnocentric, arrogant ethnocentric, arrogantly ethnocentric, because every foreign development is divided into those, you remember, friend or foe, the famous thing in the Air Force. It's us against them. It's pro-Russian, anti-Russian. If you do not agree with Russia, then you are anti-Russian. And that's been the, in a nutshell, the synopsis of the Russian foreign policy over the last 8 years. I would certainly be more than willing to discuss this in a variety of ways. But the problem is that most Americans don't care, really. If you talk to an average American today, here in New York City or in Florida or in Boston or in San Francisco, most people say, well, so what? We're strong. We're more concerned about Iran, or we're more about Iraq. We're more concerned about the Middle East and things like that. But the real problem is that there is an axis of countries such as North Korea, Iran, Russia, Venezuela, Libya. You know, we have the same saying as Americans have. Tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. Well, who are the current friends of Russia? It's Venezuela, who recently came to Moscow to purchase arms in volume. He is building, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, he's building a plan to produce something like 100,000 Kalashnikov AK-47 rifles to protect himself. No, he will be selling this as a Russian proxy to other countries and maybe anti-government movements in that part of the world. So he is destabilizing the situation, and who's behind it? Russia. He's buying attack helicopters, submarines, tanks, artillery, maybe even missiles. Nobody really knows. But the same thing is happening with Iran. You see, Iranians are on their way to acquire nuclear weapons. There's no doubt about that. But this situation in the United States today is really a situation of wait and see. We cannot wait. If, or rather when, Iran acquires nuclear weapons, and they're very well on the way with the Russian help to acquire nuclear weapons, it'll be very difficult and very tough to deal with them.
Well, of course, right now, of course, Russia is in the process of arming Iran with very sophisticated weapons. It's their missiles, their torpedoes, their surface-to-air, radar and anti-aircraft that can bring down our planes or Israeli planes. I mean, Russia is certainly leaning over backwards to provide sophisticated weapons to Iran, which is arming Hezbollah, which, of course, threatens Israel. And, of course, if Israel gets involved in a war with Iran or with its neighbors, America is going to be automatically involved. So it would appear that all of these countries, certainly even North Korea and Iran, are surrogates of Russia's, and I'm sure Russia would love to fight and kill as many Americans as they can using their surrogate of Iran. Would that be a fairly fair statement?
I would say so.
And yet, why are the Americans so blind? Why don't they understand that Russia is, as always has been, our enemy?
Stan, I think that the biggest problem of the American foreign policy is that over the years, we have not evolved any tangible, significant, comprehensive foreign policy towards the former Soviet Union. We are really moving closer to Russia through NATO, through the European Union, through many other means. We have, as our allies today, the former Soviet republics of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, that are very, very close to St. Petersburg and Moscow. We are working together with Georgia and Ukraine, to have them as maybe provisional, but de facto members of NATO. That unnerves Russia. That makes them very, very nervous because they believe that this is happening because there are hotheads in Washington or in the Pentagon or somewhere else who are thinking of dismantling Russia or making it weak, undermining Russia's strategic and geopolitical interests.
But pardon me, Vladimir, do you have a hard line there? Your cell phone is cutting out.
No. So the problem is, as I said, I am on the landline.
Oh, you're on a landline. Okay.
Yes. So the Russians are moving to respond in kind. And a few days ago, one of Russia's top security officials traveled to Cuba. Because, as you probably know, they used to have a base in Lourdes in Cuba, and they closed it down this base. But Russia also used to have a base in Ramona in North Korea and in Vietnam and Cameroon and in Ethiopia and Lebanon and Syria. And they, we hear from Moscow, from the Russian military, at least, that they've all went nuts. We have the
Vladimir, we're having real problems with your line. Would you mind hanging up and calling Reich back again? I'm just afraid that our listeners are not getting what you're saying, and what you're saying is so vitally important. They have to understand that, you know, we are facing very, very serious problems. So if you wouldn't mind hanging up and then coming right back on again, hopefully we'll get a better line that way. But, you know, it's very interesting. Vladimir? Okay, hopefully he's hung up and he's calling us back. And but, you know, it's really very interesting, the games that they're playing. If you go up onto our website, RadioLiberty.com, we have a section called Other Videos, where we had a lot of very good YouTube sections. Only the YouTube is pulling them all down so that you can't get access to them. They've actively, the most significant things we had on the World Trade Center, Building 7, many of the interviews with Ron Paul, you can go to the YouTube section. You can link right to it. They've all been pulled down. Why would that have happened? Why, very simply, we have censorship of the news, and the Internet and YouTube are such an effective means of getting the truth to the American people. If you don't believe that they're doing this, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, go down to Other Videos, and then start going down and noticing Building 7, the ones that built, have to do with the Twin Towers coming down, many of the other important interviews. They've all been removed, an active program to censor what the American people think, because, believe me, a picture is worth a thousand words. Vladimir, are you back? Vladimir, are you back? Well, I hope my producer will get him on the line. I hope our producer will pick him up when he calls back in again. But his information is vitally important. I mean, of course, the question is, why would President Bush tell us that he knew we could trust Putin? He looked in his eyes. Why would CBS and the others have interviewed Vladimir Putin on 60 Minutes and allowed him to make such a good impression on the American people? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's all as phony as a $3 bill. If you've not yet read my pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance, speeches by Solzhenitsyn. Vladimir?
Yes.
Oh, go right ahead, please.
So, as I was saying, given the high input from their oil revenues, the Russians are becoming increasingly aggressive in their foreign policy as a reflection of their authoritarian domestic policies. As you probably know, they used to have military bases in in Cuba, in Vietnam, in North Korea, in Syria. So now they're trying to reinstate and reopen those bases. And a couple of days ago, a high Russian security official was about to travel to Cuba. And according to my sources, they are really pushing for reopening the military base. Not.
Can you speak just a little louder? We're just having terrible problems. I don't know, and I hope our producer there is listening in and can increase your volume. Could you speak just a little louder, please?
Yes. And the problem really is that from the standpoint of the military significance, it's really important. But the signal that they're sending to Washington, to the Pentagon, is, well, if you push for their anti-aircraft installations in Czechoslovakia, in Poland, and then we will have to respond in kind. It's really, really challenging. You talk about friends or foes. Well, to what degree the Russians are our friends today? To what degree we can trust their intents and their declarations, their statements, and to what degree Russia, as an anti-democratic country, can really be a part of the G8. It's another problem that many Americans ask, and there's no clear answer from Washington.
Well, certainly we find that Russia, you know, has become a major economic force in the world. We'll get back to this when we return right here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at Radiant Clinic Colorado.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we've got Vladimir back on the line, and let's hope that we can get it, because what he's saying is so vitally important for you to understand out there, that Russia is becoming increasingly aggressive. They have their bombers, nuclear-armed bombers, you know, flying adjacent to our land. They're talking about establishing a base in Cuba. They're working very closely with the people in Venezuela. There's Soviet technicians working there at the present time. Right beside there are the Iranian technicians, and they're developing nuclear power for Hugo Chavez. Or is it more than nuclear power? Is it the potential that they're working to develop nuclear weapons as well? We live in a very uncertain world, and the average American has no idea of the seriousness of the problems we face. Vladimir, what about the fact that they're talking about putting in, you know, Russian bomber bases in Cuba? Should we be concerned about that?
From the military standpoint, I think it's absurd. It's totally irrelevant. But from the standpoint of geopolitics as a message, yeah, that's important. The Russian strategic bomber fleet is obsolete, outdated, that's really not strong enough, and it's not, they have about 16 or 17 strategic bombers that can really fly, land, and take off and fly back. But the message that the Moscow officials are sending to America, to the world, yes, we are still big-time players in the game. We are should be reckoned with, and don't write us off. The same is happening, by the way, in the Mediterranean, where Russians are trying to flirt with Syria, because they used to have a base in Syria and at a place called Tartus. They also want to stay in Ethiopia, in Somalia, in Vietnam, in Yemen. Well, they hope to have some degree of success. I doubt if they will. But their major thrust in that part of the world, of course, is Iran and Syria. And that's scary, because that's very close to home. And if, as I said earlier, if Iran acquires nuclear weapons, then it'll be a totally different ballgame.
All right, fine. Now, do you have a website or any place you'd like people to go to get more information from you?
Not momentarily. I usually go out and speak to people, and they invite me to talk about different developments, different aspects of life and realities in that part of the world in the former Soviet Union, and its relations with the world, and security issues, things like that. But I would be more than willing to get messages and inquiries about that. Too expensive, over $100 million a piece in Florida, in the United States. So then the problem is, as I see it from here, is that many Russian, very rich Russians,
great deal of leverage upon the people of Europe. What really has always mystified me is why would the people, it's massive natural gas resources, and of course the question is, where did the money come from to develop those natural gas resources and the oil resources and to build those pipelines that has made Europe dependent upon the Soviets now, and they can cut off the natural gas and, you know, it simply plunge Europe into chaos. So the question is, you know, where did the Russians get the funds to build all of the, you know, this infrastructure? They don't have the rest of the society. All they seem to do is have enough money to build sophisticated weapons and, of course, to develop their oil and natural gas resources by which they can use their geopolitical power to influence what's going on in Europe. Who put up the money?
The money's coming, I think, from oil sales, from natural gas sales, and they're selling natural gas to and oil, of course, to many neighboring countries such as China, Japan, all of Europe, all of the former Soviet republics, and of course they're hoping to increase the sales of the liquefied natural gas. Liquefied natural gas is something, by the way, that America is buying up a lot. So it looks like at some point, hopefully not, but at some point we may become dependent on the Russian liquefied natural gas market.
And because what's so incredible is that there are fabulous amounts of natural gas up off the North Slope of Alaska and Alaska, you know, all, you know, in our own country, but our government won't allow us to develop it. Why would our government and the environmentalists block efforts to develop our own natural resources and make us dependent upon Russia? That just doesn't make sense.
Stan, it beats me. It beats me to look at what's been transpiring in the U.S. Russian relations over the last 15 years at least. When George W. Bush traveled to Russia for the first time, or when he met Putin, Vladimir Putin, then president, for the first time, he looked into his eyes, he said, and he saw the real, sincere, open soul. How can you trust a former KGB man? Because that guy is really putting his man into more than 51% of the leading state and business positions. This guy is running Russia as a military organization, as a security organization. But the problem is that the KGB people were trained, and are being trained, I guess, to protect, to secure, and not to do business. So they run running the Russian economy as a security institution, very close and very it's really scary because this is very close to what we used to have in Russia under Stalin, or at least under Brezhnev, when people didn't have the freedom to move around, when they had the freedom to express themselves only if they support the official positions of the Communist Party and things like that. I think that you said what changed in Russia. Nothing changed, really. Nothing much has changed in Russia. The polls show that Putin, currently the prime minister, is still being seen by Russians as their supreme leader. His popularity rating is coasting above 70%, and the current president is only at 47%. But most importantly, when 2 weeks ago the current Russian president Medvedev signed a new foreign policy strategy for Russia, for the first time ever, the prime minister has been put in the driving seat to implement foreign policy measures. So more and more people say that, in effect, the president today is a co-pilot in the cockpit in which Putin remains the captain. So this is a situation. We don't really clearly see what's going on. We've been preoccupied with terrorism, with counterterrorism, with spending money and human resources on things that are not really relevant to what's been transpiring in the Russian-American relations. And Russia, as you said, and I said this a zillion times, Russia is becoming increasingly aggressive, arrogant, and saying, well, if you don't want that, we'll do it anyway. Talk to us. We won't talk to you. It's like in a school, primary school level talk.
Well, of course, the great tragedy today is most people don't see things as they really are developing. And, of course, my concern is that Russia still has many, many nuclear weapons and does have sophisticated missile technology that are a threat to America. And we seem to be very concerned about Iran that might develop nuclear weapons when Russia already has nuclear weapons, as does communist China. Why are we so concerned about Iran and not concerned about Russia and China? That doesn't make sense either.
We were concerned about Iran because Iran is being supported by Russia. Technically, technologically, they're supplying all the materiel for those centrifuges. They're supplying all the technicians who work there. The same, by the way, and they were spotted there as early as a few months ago. The Russians working in Bushehr, in that place where they're building their main installations. And it makes many countries in the area nervous, primarily Israel. And as you know, the Iranian leader once said that Israel has no place on the face of the earth. And they will not hesitate, I have no doubt in my mind, that they will not hesitate to, send bombs and bombers and missiles and whatever to bomb Israel's and Israelis if they believe they are strong enough to do that. So a preemptive attack on Iran by Israelis is not impossible. And that will probably create a totally different situation, both for Russians and for the United States, as well as for the Europeans. Because of
I think we live in very uncertain times. Our plea to the listeners is understand what's happening, be concerned about what's happening, help us get the truth out. Thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Fascinating, and we'll look forward to having you on another program very soon.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye, and thank you so
much. Bye now. Thank you, and all the best.
All right, and Chris, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Vladimir. He certainly is very articulate. He's worked in radio in the past, is well aware of the things that are going on, and of course, is, as an American citizen now, is here trying to get the information out. Yesterday, we did a fascinating interview with John Quirk, and it was on my 4 o'clock program. You can find that listed at our website at radioliberty.com. They may have the wrong name up there of a DV kit, but it's 4 o'clock yesterday. Be sure to listen to it. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. But to put things into their proper perspective, you must understand that communism in Russia and the elite who rule our country work very, very closely together. In fact, I had an opportunity of spending some time one time with a high CIA official, he was at the outs with the CIA at the time, who told me how closely the CIA worked with the KGB. Remember George Bush. President George Herbert Walker Bush, head of the CIA here, is just as in Russia, the KGB is controls the government, so George Herbert Walker Bush, head of our CIA, our intelligence agencies, became president, and now his son is president. You need to get our talk, basically our booklet called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, only $3.95 plus shipping. It will go into the background of how it was the American State Department, your tax money, the money from the Asian Import Bank and the East Asian Bank and all of the organizations funded with your tax money that built Russia's oil wells, that built Russia's pipelines, that built Russia's natural gas resources. We created the best enemy the money could buy. It's all a sham. It's all a fraud. This isn't to say we're not going to be a war. After all, it was the Russians who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong, or were killing our boys in Vietnam, but who was funding Russia during that time? Why, your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, your tax money. The best enemy that money could buy. You need, of course, to get our pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. You need to get my interview with Professor Sutton before he passed away, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. You need to get the book that he wrote, or the book of Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. And, of course, so much of the other information we have as to how we are helping and always have helped the communists, both in Russia and in China. And, of course, Russia is arming Iran. Iran is threatening Israel. Iran is arming both Hamas and Hezbollah in preparation for the coming war. And just as we armed Adolf Hitler before World War II and the Japanese, we actually supplied weapons, American corporations in Hitler's Germany were supplying the tanks and the dive bombers and the trucks that were used against the Americans when our troops landed, so it is today. Understand, nothing as it appears to be. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance, the video, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, the book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, or the best enemies money could buy, understand it's all a charade. The other thing that will help you will be my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and our DVD on the world revolution, to understand how you have to have an enemy. And so we've created an enemy. The ultimate goal is the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the establishment of the New World Leader. Once you understand the plan, then you understand how things fit together, why our leaders seem to be so uninformed about what's going on. You need to read the Sybil Edmonds story. It's up on my webpage. Go to there, radioliberty.com, and read the Sybil Edmonds story about how the Turkish spy ring that our government is facilitating, operating at the highest levels of our government, and the FBI has been blocked from doing anything about it, why the Turkish spy ring is supplying the nuclear material to Pakistan so they can supply it to Iran, the other Muslim countries, for the coming nuclear war. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is real. Please help us get the truth out, and then pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. 60 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Greg Moore. Gas prices have fallen in recent weeks thanks to lower oil prices. One expert says that's mainly due to lower demand and increased supply. Correspondent Russ Spears reports.
Phil Flynn of Avalon Trading Company expects oil prices to continue to fall in the coming weeks.
I think we could be to $100. Bottom line is that supply should continue to rise. Demand is going to...